Exercise 5B, page 31.
Hi, everybody. This is Courtney, and you're listening to the All About Music podcast. Today, we're talking about the hottest trend in international music these days, K-pop. I know lots of you are huge fans, but do you know how it all started? Let's start with the name. K-pop is short for Korean pop, and as the name suggests, this unique music type comes from South Korea. Why unique? Because it is a mixture of electronic, pop, hip-hop, rock, and R&B. And although most of their lyrics are in Korean, K-pop songs usually include English words and phrases so that they can attract fans from all over the world. You may think that K-pop is new. Well, it's not. During the late 80s and early 90s, Korean bands started blending local music with elements of rock and jazz. Then, Seo Taiji and Boys, a three-member band, appeared on a TV talent show in 1992 with the song I Know. The song became so popular that it was the number one hit on the South Korea charts for 17 weeks. Modern K-pop was born, and Seo Taiji and Boys are now considered the kings of K-pop. In the 2000s, K-pop started gaining international popularity, and in the last decade, more bands appeared. BTS, Blackpink, EXO, Stray Kids, and many others that achieved international fame. BTS in particular were the first K-pop group to perform at the American Music Awards in 2017. 4 years later, in 2021, they became the first Asian band to win Artist of the Year Award, beating Ariana Grande, The Weeknd, and Taylor Swift out of the competition. How amazing is that? If you want to know more about your favorite K-pop bands and listen to the latest K-pop hits, join our next podcast on Friday at 7 p.m. Bye for now!